Hello and welcome to the Organic Research Centre podcast. My name is Vicky Smith and I'm the ORC's Communication Manager. The Organic Research Centre, or the ORC for short, is an independent research charity working for better and more sustainable farming systems which promote the environment and provide good food for everybody. This is the first of many podcasts that we will be recording to help celebrate our 40th anniversary throughout 2021. Today we will be speaking to Lucy McLennan, the ORC's CEO, and Tim Bennett, who is the chair of the ORC's Board of Trustees. Lucy and Tim will be giving an overview of the Organic Research Centre's history, as well as where it sits in the current climate and the future role of the ORC within the organic industry. So, time to get started. Hi both, hi Lucy, hi Tim. Thanks for joining us for the ORC's first ever podcast. Tim, why don't you introduce yourself first and tell the listeners a little bit about you, your background and what your link is to the ORC?
Yeah, well, I'm Tim Bennett and I'm relatively new to the Organic Research Centre, to ORC. I've only been a trustee for about 2 years, but I took over the chair last April, and Lucy, as the new chief executive, and I started much the same time. So we're both still learning about the organisation. I'm very well experienced in chairing bodies and in a role as a non-executive director. That's been most of my time over the last decade or so. My background is I'm a first-generation farmer, dairy farmer primarily, but beef and poultry as well, particularly poultry in the early days. I've got no farming background. I've no relatives who've ever farmed. I wanted to come into farming. And was very fortunate to be able to start at 24 to do that. Because I started farming quite relatively young, I was able to put some time into the National Farmers Union by the time I was in my mid-30s and did a lot with the NFU and ended up becoming president. And then when I left the NFU, did various things, but including I was on the Food Standards Agency board for 10 years, and I chaired it for the last 3 years when I was at the Food Standards Agency. So I get experience in terms of the regulatory agenda as well as trade association work. I've also been a governor at a research station in Aberystwyth and that. So I've got quite a, and I've done, and presently I'm also, as well as doing ORC, I'm a trustee at a couple of places, and I'm also a chair at the Livestock Agri-Tech Centre for the UK. That was formed by Bayes, and we're basically a startup in 2016. So it's heavily involved in research and science. And I've always, though I've been organic now for the last 13 years, which I went organic for A, because I was interested in it, and B, because it was a great technical challenge. Because I genuinely think you can be a good farmer, but you have to be a very good farmer to be a good organic farmer. And so, and it has been a challenge, and it's more challenging because getting information is not as easy as a conventional farmer. And I think that's part of the gap that ORC is meant to close.
That's great. Thanks, Tim. You sound very busy. Lucy, why don't you give us a little bit of background to yourself as well, and again, your link to the ORC?
Hi, I'm Lucy McLennan. I'm Chief Executive of the Organic Research Centre. I actually started my career working as a food technologist in retail. So I spent the first 10 years of my career kind of travelling around lots of different food factories, learning about how to make everything from pasta to ready meals and pretty much anything and everything in between. And then I ended up kind of moving it to work within the fresh produce sector. And I absolutely loved it. I really enjoyed learning about agriculture and the impact of agriculture on creating a quality product. So I decided to specialise within fresh produce, and I did that for a large number of years, including working as a sort of head of technical at Sainsbury's, leading their fresh produce category. And then after I left there, I then set up my own consultancy business where I specialised in fresh produce, and in particular the food safety aspects of fresh produce. And whilst I was doing that, I started debating more and more in my mind about the kind of conflict or potential conflict, I suppose, between food safety and sustainability. So if you want to improve soil health, how does that impact on food safety? And I started thinking, actually, I need to really understand far more about agriculture than I thought I did. So I started studying sustainability, and I did a postgrad diploma at the University of Nottingham, where I specialised in sustainability of agri-food supply chains. So I learned everything from natural resource economics to evaluating sustainability and being able to account for it as well. And that kind of led me to a natural progression to want to actually work more and more within the environment and sustainability, but also within agriculture. And that led me to the ORC. So I have been here now for nearly a year. My first proper day of work at the ORC was the very first day of the March lockdown. So I have been working remotely at the ORC, trying desperately to get to know my team and for my team to get to know me ever since then.
Great. Thanks, Lucy. As we know, this is the first in a series of podcasts, which we will be doing throughout 2021 to help celebrate the ORC's 40th anniversary. I wonder, Lucy, before we talk about what else we're going to be doing throughout the year, what we've achieved as a research organisation over the last 40 years, and what role we have going forward. So I wondered if you'd be able to give a short overview of the ORC's history, kind of why it was set up and the link to where we are today.
Yeah, the ORC was founded actually 40 years ago. So it's been going for four decades, and it's produced an amazing amount of work during that time. And being new to the ORC, I really wanted to understand a lot about where we started from and what was the real driver behind setting up the organisation. So we were founded by David Astor, who was absolutely passionate about trying to find a solution that made agriculture less dependent on oil. Because during the 1970s, whenever he was looking at this, agriculture was highly dependent on oil. But it was also the midst of the oil crisis. And so he started researching solutions, and all of his research led him to start finding out more and more about organic agriculture, which is about low input or no input systems. And how can you kind of gain the whole circle of improving the soil, rotating your livestock with crops, et cetera, to be able to maintain that soil health and produce great produce as well. But whenever he started doing that work, he and Lawrence Woodward ended up finding that there was nowhere where they could go to find some help in terms of doing that. So they ended up putting their heads together and deciding to found, it was called then, the Elm Farm Research Centre. And the idea was to really find practical solutions to farmers' problems, utilising the best research that they could have. And over the years, that evolved further and further to researching not only for the UK, but also over more recent years, we've become part of large-scale EU projects as well. And so the whole system has evolved, and the organisation has evolved as well to be able to really try and find but still identify practical, sustainable solutions that really solve farmers' problems.
Thanks, Lucy. That's really interesting. You mentioned just then that the ORC has been going for 40 years, which is quite an achievement. And we're actually going to be celebrating that throughout 2021 to help look back at our key main achievements and also what we're going to be doing over the course of the next couple of years. And how we're going to kind of structure this celebration is that each month throughout 2021 will be given a specific theme. So, for example, February will be focused on crops. And we'll be looking back at the previous pioneering pieces of research associated with those themes. We'll also be doing a series of podcasts and webinars similar to this, focusing on those pieces of research and those topic areas. These will be saved on a special 40th anniversary page on our website that you can access under news and events. So keep an eye out for updates over the next couple of months. Tim, what are your thoughts on what ORC has achieved over the last 40 years?
I think that interests me, the 40th birthday anniversary. I mean, it's quite interesting. I think there's a real reflection about it was quite a lot of vision put into the founding of the Organic Research Centre when you think about it. And they were real pioneering the science at an early stage where organics was a very niche at that time. And I think it relates to where we are today now, as we're going into where we're going to be moving to much more sustainable farming systems, and how do we find solutions to that? And I actually think you can look back 40 years, because I think that we've got a similar challenge today. And I don't know, and we've got a lot of work we can actually adapt for the modern changing systems. But we also have we got the same vision and ambition to actually solve some of the problems? They'll be different, but it's much needed. And so it's whether we can carry on that is going to be quite interesting. I'm really, really excited about it. I know Lucy is.
Absolutely. I mean, from my point of view, I think Tim's actually summarised it really well in terms of talking about that pioneering spirit. I think that's something that is really part of the lifeblood of the organisation, and really kind of just wanting to push the boundaries, desperate to find answers and really solve problems for farmers that will really work for them. You know, that's really what the organisation's all about. And, you know, it's what we're about now, but it's what we will continue to be about in the future as well.
You end up with the same problems in that we have all have to solve is generating the knowledge and then transferring it. And transferring the knowledge is a challenge which has always been an issue with science into farmers in particular, because farmers are fragmented. So I think with modern systems, which we're involved in today, and things like podcasts, I think can revolutionise the way we can actually transfer the latest knowledge. I think this is a really exciting time to be involved with science in the UK, research, and indeed the farming and the food systems, because it's the biggest revolution since 1948 in the post-Second World War Agricultural Act. And I'm really pleased about two things. First of all, COVID has been an absolute disaster for this country, and we're all rather fed up of it. But it has brought science and the role of science to fore. And I'm hoping that will allow people to appreciate how important a tremendous homegrown science base is, and how important, actually, you know, the UK food supply is. The one thing that we've been very fortunate is that the logistics and the world-class logistics and food production systems in this country have meant that if you can afford it, no one's gone short of food, which has not always been the same in other countries. So I think we've got a fantastic base. And I think we've also, with the science we've got, we should be able to become world leaders in sustainable food systems, which we can not only export the food eventually, if we want to, but we'll probably export the technology around that. So it's a great opportunity. And that applies to organics as much as anything else. I think we've got to make sure that organic farmers are involved in science. They might not be using some of the science that conventional farmers want to use. Increasingly, I think conventional farmers will switch to a lot of the organic principles. But we mustn't. We are pro science, and we've got to design the science that we need for ourselves. Because that might be a real concern, that sometimes people think we're anti-science when I talk to some consumers, and that we've got to get over that.
I think Tim touched on a really important point there in terms of how the impact that COVID's had on the way that we live as a society. But I think as well as it generating a sort of interest in science, actually it's really generated an interest in people understanding where their food is coming from. And the increase in sales on farm shops and the increase in sales of organic products has been absolutely amazing in terms of, you know, people really wanting to know that where their food comes from and how it was grown and who grew it, and kind of really getting out into the countryside and engaging with the natural environment as well, wherever people can. And I think that's been really important as well as part of who we are as an organisation and the interest that it's generated in who we are as an organisation. Because I think all of the climate change activity that's happened over recent years, and then this interest in food and farming and supply chains that has kind of happened as a result of COVID, it's really started to make people question more where their food's coming from and, as I said, how it's produced.
I couldn't agree more. We've got to build trust in the food supply chain. And there's sometimes, I spent a lot of time looking at consumer data. I know as Lucy would when she was working for a big retailer. And actually consumers, you develop a trust with consumers, be it in regulation or whether you're supplying food, and you want to give them as much information as possible. But a lot of consumers, they just want to trust what you're saying to them and trust that food. Isn't that they want to know absolutely about everything? Because if you try to understand how you're going to produce food in the future with all the complexities about biodiversity increases and net zero, then that's a very difficult message to sell. So you have to have a dialogue with the consumers that builds the general trust around the theme rather than the exact standards, because that can get confusing. And I think that's where organic has still got quite a communication role to play in explaining what it's contributing and how important it is in the ability to actually be kind to the planet.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's the link with the consumer is really, really important, and just getting that consumer understanding over what organic is, because I think a lot of people, just the general public, you talk about organic and people think that it's about pesticides or something associated with pesticides, and it's so much more. And I think more can be done in terms of helping the consumer to understand that it's about the whole farming system and how everything integrates together, and it's about working in harmony with nature rather than using chemicals to try and control nature. And I think that's really, really important. And I think that as the farming industry has become more and more interested in regenerative agriculture as well, which is very much akin to organics and very sympathetic to what we're trying to do, our research is available to everybody, whether you're organic, regenerative, or whether you're a conventional farmer and you're interested in trying to find a solution and a low input solution to a problem that you've got.
Yeah, I take interest in the changes. For some people in the organic sector are seen as challenges, because if you get more and more food production produced in a sustainable way, that starts to encroach on the organic principle. I actually think it's a fantastic opportunity. First of all, people who started the old organic movement wanted to make sure that nature was looked after, that it was genuinely sustainable. And so if everyone is moving towards that, that's success for the original principles. But I think even as farmers become, more sustainable and the entire food system does, I actually think that will attract people into organics, as long as that there's a really good communication around what you gain. I think it's also a challenge, but it's a fantastic opportunity, because I think more and more farmers will be adopting organic type principles, and they move as we move towards sustainable farming systems, and that should be an opportunity, because some of those people will want to go to the process of certification. I think people should regard this as success for the pioneers of the organic movement. I think there's also some real threats around the debate about sustainability, because people are obsessed with net zero which could have an impact on biodiversity. So this is really going to be taking all the aspects of sustainable farming have got to be well understood, well researched, and then transferred to the industry. And this is where ORC surely has got a part to play. Even if it's working with other institutions or other people, they don't have to be organic, because everyone's working towards the same ultimate end game. And and I think people, that cooperation, I think is the way to go in the future. possibly a debate for some, but I think if we're more inclusive, organics will be more successful as a brand in the future.
One of the most important things for us, actually, as a research centre, is the real need for collaboration to be at the heart of everything that we do. And that's collaboration, obviously, internally, because we don't want to work just in crops or just in livestock or just in knowledge exchange. All of our researchers work together. But it's then working with other research organisations who can all add something to the debate. That's really important. And then further than that as well, is to absolutely work hand in hand with the farmers to make sure that any research that we're doing really does work and translate onto farm. And that's really kind of at the core of everything that we do, to try and make sure that farmers are fully engaged in what we're doing, so that it's a real practical solution that we come up with as a result of the research. So I think then you take it further and you start looking at the knowledge exchange side, which I think Tim previously mentioned as well, whereby it's trying to work out, right, what's the best way of sharing that practical solution that we found, and then really making it work and sort of communicating it to the wider farming community, so that then people who have the right infrastructure in place to take that research are in the right place to do so, but also kind of adding a layer of support to people who maybe don't have the right infrastructure in place to be able to implement the piece of research, and also beyond that, who is the best person for the farmer to learn from? Do they want to learn from a researcher, or do they want to learn from another farmer who's already implemented that particular piece of research? So a lot of the work that we're doing is marrying all of those different kind of spinning plates together. And one of the things, or one of the key areas where we've really focused on knowledge exchange, is through agricology, which is a three-way collaboration that we have with Daylesford Foundation and with the Allerton Project at the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust, whereby we've built this amazing platform that's a real information hub. And at the moment, yes, everything's sort of based online, but actually agroecology is so much more than just an information hub online, where we're putting on podcasts and farmer videos and making our research available. It's not just making organic research available, it's making farming research available and agroecological farming research available, so that it is available to the whole farming community. And it's amazing the level of engagement that we've actually been able to achieve through that. And the team have done an amazing amount of work, and it's something that we're really proud of.
Brilliant. Thank you both for that. That was a really interesting discussion that I hope also the listeners will have got a lot out of. I wanted to finish if both you, Lucy and Tim, had any advice to anybody wanting to either convert or learn a little bit more about organics.
For anyone who's thinking to convert to organic from conventional farming systems, I think, first of all, like everything you do in business, you've got to really research your topic well. And I think all too often the organic conversion scheme in the past was the driver and overtook the background work that was needed to fully understand conversion to organics. I think the younger generation are very, very good now. They're much more business minded and clear-headed in what they want to try and achieve. So I think that, you know, just like everything you do, you got to really understand it. Understand it's a real challenge. Understand 14 years on, I'm still learning, which I think is true of everything you do do in life. There's lots of research projects I can probably come up with to make grassland farming a little easier in the organic world. But it's also been quite a pleasure. We've certainly got a lot of nature here, but there again, I was quite environmentally minded before I converted, so I'm not going to attribute that all to organics, but I do think what people forget, if you're a farmer, is it isn't just about what you're producing and what you're doing every day to day. You have to get some pleasure, And if you don't get pleasure out of farming, then it's a really terrible existence. So for me, I've been incredibly fortunate human being coming from the depths of the city to be able to farm. And the fact that I've been able to restore the hedgerows, I've actually been able to increase, you know, the trees on the place by 20 or 30%. I've been able to, you know, just enjoy nature. I'm really privileged. And I think farmers, and this is, but farmers really do increasingly start to appreciate that. And it goes with organic conversion. I think the more you want to understand the soils, the more you want to understand what you're doing, the more you want to make sure your animal welfare is right, it can lead some people to organics.
I think the other thing that I would add to that as well is that, I mean, it goes without saying that organic is not a short-term solution. It's about being committed long-term to it, because as Tim already said, it's a knowledge-intensive type of agriculture. You need to kind of get your head around farming in a completely different way. And it's not about replacing one thing for another and just finding a short, sort of same shape solution to an agrochemical type input. You know, you can't just find a small solution to a problem. It's about changing the way that you think about farming. So therefore, it, you know, I think anybody who's looking at it as a temporary solution is looking at it in the wrong way. It's about being committed to looking at the whole system of agriculture on your farm as well.
So that brings us to the end of our first podcast of 2021. Thank you very much to Lucy and Tim for joining me, and I hope you listening at home enjoyed it. If you would like to find out more about the ORC, whether that be our research, knowledge exchange or policy activity, please visit our website. I have included a link in the podcast introductory information to our homepage. You can also follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook or LinkedIn, as well as signing up to our bulletin or e-bulletin via the contact part of our website. Please also keep checking our 40th anniversary webpage for the latest celebratory content, including podcasts, webinars and research fact sheets, which will look back on some of our most pioneering research over the last 40 years.